So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing and you're joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for lightworkers and entrepreneurs. My next guest is both. She's such a sunny being and I'm so glad to bring her here to you today. One of her brilliances is businesses and growing your business and success with business. So welcome, Tanya Bart.
Hi, Erica. I'm so grateful to be here.
And where am I talking to you? What part of the world are you in?
I'm in Cologne in Germany.
Nice. I have some family back in Germany, but I need to research my roots a little more, but I have my paternal grandfather's side goes back in Germany. So tell me I know. I'm sure there's some blessings around there. There's not too many in the United States. I think there's more in Germany. tell us a little bit about this journey into business consciousness and just awareness and growing your business with more ease.
Yeah, I've made several different experiences. I started off as an auditor and got bored really quickly. What I always found really fascinating was the energy of expansion in business. And that's what really gets me excited. So I really enjoy working with entrepreneurs who are looking into possibilities to grow their business. And how lucky am I that I found the amazing Access tools, because they really make shifts and changes totally easy. And I have literally experienced magic in businesses and in business situations. So one day, for example, I had an experience where a client — I'm currently working as a management consultant, CFO, and all kinds of different stuff, so one job would be way too boring for me. And a couple of years ago, for example, a client asked me if I would like to join him in a meeting with their auditors. They had some major issues. And the meeting was very, very unpleasant. And I was sitting there listening as the auditor was saying that they are intending to close down the business because they do not meet the legal requirements and the license requirements for that specific branch they were in. And I was like, oops, what can I be and do different here to change that? And then I thought, what energy, space, and consciousness can I be that the entire situation shifts as if by magic with total ease? And I was just sitting there, being me, being really present in my being. And we started off discussing the whole situation. We started off with A again. And when we came to Z, we found out that there was not a problem anymore. It literally had shifted. And what I wanted to say to you guys about my being that, because I could perceive the magic in that situation. And if you're aware, just ask yourself the question, if I wouldn't have been there in me being me, I'm pretty sure the whole situation would have gone in a different direction.
Wow.
Yeah. And what I wanted to inspire you today, guys, is why don't you, or when do you start actually being you in business and bringing your entire essence, your entire being into your business and stepping out of the roles and stepping out of the aspects and stepping out of the victim perpetrator stuff people are doing in business as well, and start doing business consciously from their being?
I love that. Tell me a little bit about, let's say you're in a business and it starts to have growing pains and it wants to get bigger. How do you shift out of like doing everything yourself and start trusting more people to be on the team?
Yeah. So Erica, I have a question. I'm not sure if you're a little like me or a lot like me, all like me, but are you maybe functioning from the point of view that you do everything best and no one could do it better? than you?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, when you say that, there's so much energy on it, and I want to reject it, but I have this awareness. Like, the one thing, like, I don't do well is design. And I have, like, five designers who work for me, who stay with me for years. They love working for me. Mm-hmm. And I give them all the space because I just, you know, I know what I like, but I can't, like, and I'm so appreciative. But anybody who works for me, like, in editing or something, and it just never works. It always blows up. It's like I haven't been able to have that happen with ease. So I'm curious about that question. I'm going to ask some more questions, because what if people did edit for me and it was contributive and awesome?
Yeah, and how many points of views do you have that do not allow that? Yeah.
And how much of that came from my dad?
It's not even yours, right?
Oh my gosh, it's not even mine.
Yeah. And it's really interesting, because if you look at the dynamics in business, oftentimes we take on family stuff, and the energies in Europe, I would say, if it comes to family and ancestors, are way more dense than in the US or in Canada. But really, we take on so much stuff from our families. And if we had bankruptcies in our ancestral lines and stuff like that, you might do the same shit over and over again. And the question is, what would it take to choose something different and go beyond your ancestral reach, right?
I just saw my grandfather, who was, you know, he was in printing, and I saw his hands, like, on the printing, like how he would lay out the printing so he could print the newspaper, print the books. So he would do it, and he did it perfectly. Like, he was so good at it. But then that was a limit. Because his company couldn't get bigger than him, right? Totally. And yeah. I maybe it was talking to you and having that German connection. Maybe my grandpa's hanging out saying, dudette. It's time to let a little bit loose and get a little bit happier with it. And yeah, because even when I've let people in, then if they don't meet my expectations, then I feel so bitter, you know, like, oh my gosh, I paid them and they didn't do anything I wanted, you know?
Yeah, and if you really want to expand your business, Erica, what are you choosing? Are you choosing to have people on board that do stuff even better than you?
Yeah, I mean, with my virtual assistant, definitely. Like, I don't like admin stuff. She does admin stuff better than me. I'm so joyful.
Yeah, and really what I'm doing is always asking for people that are even better than me. And I know I'm German. I'm pretty perfect. Hello.
But we got that.
And that's one question I'm always asking, to really find people that are better than me. And another thing is, I always ask myself, okay, what energy, space, and consciousness can I be today to outcreate everything I was yesterday?
Wow. Yeah.
And really the energy, space, and consciousness based on access are the building blocks for a reality.
Right.
Energy,
and
space.
I think for entrepreneurs, being in that space of opening up to having a team really does change the chemistry and makes so much more possible, you know?
Totally. And there is so much stuff going on if you had partnerships or if you worked in teams and you have been disappointed. And if you have experienced traumas in any way, these traumas run your business. And that's what I'm doing in my classes. I dig into the energies, I dig into the topics, what people have, and I clear whatever keeps them from expanding their business, from growing, and from allowing more ease, joy, and elegance in. And with elegance, I mean to create the maximum result with the least amount of effort. That's elegance for me, and that's inspired by Gary Douglas.
So what else would you like to share with our audience? We have a few more minutes. Would you like to share anything else? A little wide open.
So what else can I share that would contribute? So for me, for example, I had major ups and downs when it comes to money. And a lot of people always ask me, what has changed or what has shifted for you? And I made a really interesting experience, because I was working for a billionaire once, and I was he hired me basically to do his private equity investments. And when he saw what I can do, I basically did everything within 2 months. So I even did all his investments, all his entire wealth management. And I really enjoyed the job, but I was not sure about him, and I did not really perceive a future with him. Because he treated people very badly, and I came to the interesting conclusion, you have to be a big asshole to be a billionaire. And that was the time when I literally uninvited money in my life with that conclusion. Because since that point, basically, I was pretty young and had a lot of money, much more than all the people around me. And I made really good money and I had a capacity with that. But with that single choice, I really uninvited it. And I want to just inspire you guys. Maybe you look at your life and at specific points when you uninvited money in your life. And the good part of that story is you can change it because you can choose something different.
Anytime. Thank you so much, Tanya. I am so excited to bring you to my audiences. And please tell us now how we can find you, where we can reach you, and where we can sign up for your classes and workshops.
You find me on www.tanjabarth.com. And you might find a surprise gift for you if you go there.
Yeah.
And another option would be to go to www.accessconsciousness.com/TanjaBarth, TanjaBarth. There you find my class schedules and what I'm facilitating all over the world.
Oh, beautiful. Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.